Kamala Harris admitted, "Yeah, I am a radical." By Wendell Hasebo on July 31, 2024. "I am a radical," Vice President Kamala Harris announced during a public event in 2010 at Google. The acknowledgement aligns with her far-left positions. Harris said she was, in fact, a radical during the Google event in response to Republican attacks that she was a radical district attorney in San Francisco. "I read that at the Republican convention. He, opponent, called me a radical," Harris said. "So I guess that's one difference between us. And, yeah, I'm radical," she said. "I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously." Harris was the district attorney of San Francisco from January 8, 2004, to January 3, 2011. She then became a U.S. Senator from January 3, 2017, to January 18, 2021. In 2019, she was the most far-left senator, surpassing socialist Bernie Sanders, IVT, according to GovTrack's scorecard. The list of her radical policies includes endorsing some form of reparation, co-sponsored legislation to protect illegal immigrants from deportation, backed Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All legislation, backed banning private health insurance, supported giving taxpayer-funded coverage to illegal immigrants, supported banning fracking, backed defunding the police, compared ICE to the KKK, wanted to ban plastic straws, defended banning offshore drilling, wanted to undo the Trump administration's border security, taking 94 executive actions in their first 100 days to rescind nearly every Trump-era measure, support of decriminalizing illegal border crossings, said she wouldn't treat illegal aliens as criminals, called for starting ICE from scratch, argued that temporarily closing the border violated federal law, raised money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, a far-left organization that pays to bail out of jail violent criminals, including accused murderers and rapists, supported Los Angeles's cuts to their police department, called efforts to add more police to the streets wrong-headed thinking, championed the administration's so-called Bidenomics as costs dramatically soared for American families, bragged about being a leader in the push to get rid of the cash bail system in America. Harris appears to be walking back some of her radical positions. Citing anonymous campaign officials, The New York Times reported Monday that Harris now, 1. Supports fracking, 2. Wants to increase funding for the border, 3. Does not want to require people to sell their assault weapons back to the government, 4. And no longer supports a single-payer health insurance program. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.